Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore's listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Herron. Former President Donald Trump rallied supporters in Waterford Township, Michigan yesterday, about 40 miles northwest of Detroit.
You've got South Carolina coming up, Michigan coming up, and then Super Tuesday coming up in 2 weeks. And they want me so badly, these guys, because you know what? We're beating Biden by, we're clobbering this guy.
Michigan holds its GOP primary on February 27th. Meanwhile, President Biden has picked up an endorsement, but he might not want this one. White House correspondent Greg Clugston explains.
Russian President Vladimir Putin said his country would prefer to see Joe Biden win a second term, describing him as more experienced and predictable than Donald Trump. That's even though Moscow strongly disagrees with the current administration's policies. Mr. Biden is a fierce critic of the Russian leader, calling him a killer in 2021 and denouncing Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Putin has frequently praised Trump, so his motives for saying President Biden is a better choice for Russia were unclear. Greg Clugston, The White House.
More than 400 people have been arrested in Russia this weekend, paying tribute to opposition leader Alexei Navalny, who died at a remote Arctic penal colony this past week. The sudden death of the 47-year-old Navalny, a crushing blow to many Russians who'd pinned the hopes of the future on him. Navalny remained a vocal critic in his unrelenting criticism of the Kremlin, even after surviving a nerve agent poisoning and receiving multiple prison terms. Another dubious program in California, 2 years after state officials launched an effort to keep organic waste out of landfills, state is still running far behind getting the program underway. Meanwhile, in some regions of the state where they did get it going, they now have more compost than they can possibly deal with. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Urgent Camp Lejeune settlement message. On September 6th, the government announced it will soon begin providing fast, guaranteed settlements to Camp Lejeune Marines, families, and civilians. Awards will range between $100,000 and $550,000, with an option for higher amounts. If you or a loved one spent time at Camp Lejeune and suffered cancers of the bladder, liver, or kidneys, leukemia, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, Parkinson's, or kidney issues, you may qualify for compensation and could be paid within 60 days after accepting your settlement, with your VA benefits fully protected. You may be entitled to a significant financial award for your Camp Lejeune claim, but you must act now. Call the James Harris Law Camp Lejeune helpline now to get the compensation you deserve. We're already fighting for thousands harmed by the water at Camp Lejeune. Call now or you may forever lose your right to be awarded a settlement between $100,000 and $550,000. For your free evaluation, call 800-320-7171. That's 800-320-7171. 800-320-7171.
China's foreign ministry says trying to shut China out of trade in the name of avoiding dependency would be a terrible mistake.
Wang Yi made his comments Saturday at the Munich Security Conference. Host Germany wants to avoid over-reliance on trade with an increasingly assertive China and diversify its supply of key goods in an approach it calls de-risking. That's in line with the approach of other industrial powers in the Group of Seven, which has stressed it does not seek to harm China or thwart its development. Beijing, meanwhile, is criticizing the strategy. Ron DeRockster reporting.
Britain says Foreign Secretary David Cameron will visit the Falkland Islands this week to show that they are, quote, a valued part of the British family. The trip comes amidst renewed calls by Argentina for negotiations over the contested South Atlantic archipelago. The newly elected president, Javier Milei, has called for the islands to be handed over to Buenos Aires. News and analysis at townhall.com. NASA has finally counted up all the asteroid samples returned by a spacecraft last fall.
And it's double the rubble goal. NASA reported that the OSIRIS-REx spacecraft collected 121 grams of dust and pebbles from asteroid Bennu. That's just over half a cup in the biggest cosmic haul ever from beyond the moon. It took NASA longer than expected to pry open the sample container because of stuck fasteners. The black carbon-rich samples are stored at a special curation lab at Houston's Johnson Space Center. The spacecraft is now on its way to another space rock, but it won't stop for samples. Keith Peters reporting.
A total solar eclipse is coming to North America on April 8th. The sun will pull another disappearing act across parts of Mexico, the U.S., and Canada, turning day into night for about 4.5 minutes. It's twice as long as the last one back in 2017. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Dry and windy to wrap up the weekend today with a sunny sky. Gusty winds out of the southwest at times at a high of 47. Winds will diminish overnight as the low drops down to 28 under a clear sky. Some more dry conditions tomorrow. Expect sunshine at a high of 46. And on Tuesday, sunny with a high temperature in the mid-40s. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Celebrate American Heart Month with Rescue Natural Supplements. For over 38 years, Rescue brand Omega-3s have been providing people with the essentials to fortify heart health, reduce inflammation, and support healthy cholesterol levels. That's why it's the best time to dive into Rescue's February special. Right now, Rescue's most popular products, their premium omega-3 fish oil supplements, are buy one, get one free, exclusively for American Heart Month. Just use the listener code OMEGA50 when placing your order. Call today, 800-26-ALIVE, that is 800-262-5483, and speak with a knowledgeable product consultant. Or use the code OMEGA50 online when you visit res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Don't forget the code OMEGA50 when buying one bottle of Rescue Omega-3 to receive a second bottle free. Again, use the code OMEGA50 to fortify your heart with a Rescue Omega-3.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employers, and advertisers of WCBM. But they should be.
All About Real Estate is sponsored by Margaret Rome. This is Talk Radio 680, WCBM. It's time now for All About Real Estate with your host, Margaret Rome.
Good afternoon, Baltimore. It is Margaret Rome. It is All About Real Estate, and our call-in number, 410-922-6680. Today, I'm going to talk more to and about real estate agents, how we can and we do continue to make ourselves better, to learn more, to share our knowledge with other agents. And I'm going to be touting the platform that I've been on since 2006 that's called Active Rain. We are always learning, and this is a daily thing. We are blogging every day, and this is leaders in the industry. These are agents connecting with the best agents. These are agents learning from others. You have to be careful who you're getting your advice from, even if it's another agent. The laws in each state are different. So if you're working on a transaction and you've got a Maryland real estate agent and your best friend from Michigan calls and says, well, that's not the right way to do it, be careful. Their laws may be very different than ours. So this is a community of real estate agents. We share our knowledge. We share our experience. We call each other. We meet once a week on a Zoom call. It's just a wonderful place to network and learn more about the industry. And right now, we have a caller on the line. We have Eileen, who's from Florida. Good afternoon.
Hello, Margaret.
Hi, welcome.
Thank you so much.
So here we are. Eileen has been a member of Active Rain for probably as long as I have. When did you start?
2009.
Okay, I was a little later. I mean, I was a little earlier. Tell us what you find the most important reason that you're on Active Rain.
Well, first of all, it's the largest social media site for real estate professionals. You don't always have to be an agent. You could be a mortgage broker, a title company, a home inspector, and so forth, any of the disciplines. Secondly, you build relationships over time. Before COVID, I didn't even know really what a blog post was. And simply, it's a post about current activity and useful information in real estate. And once you post, people comment. And that's how you learn and build relationships with people in different states around the country. And we've got a huge referral network that has been active and implemented over time. It's just very exciting. And COVID didn't stop us. That's when we began Zooming. And we actually enjoy it better because now we see each other face to face.
Absolutely. And, you know, I say this program is about real estate, more so for real estate agents. But what we're doing is we're making ourselves better so we can help the buyers and sellers. And one of the ways we do that, like Eileen is in Florida. So if you needed a real estate agent in the Florida area, I would pick up the phone and I would say, Eileen, this is somebody special. You need to take care of these people. And we are very careful about who we give our referrals to. I would want to get, if you called me and you wanted to buy a home in Florida or in Phoenix or anywhere in the country, I would want somebody who had the same interest in you that I do, that you would feel comfortable with. And I still stay in touch with you and with that agent if you've got any questions. And I think that's probably the wonderful, most wonderful things that we do, that I think between the gazillions of members that are on Active Rain, we know who the best are. We know who the ones out there who are selling, who are buying. We know their values. We have known them for years and years. So we take care of you and when you're moving or when your kids are moving. And I think that's probably one of the best things we do. Hang on, Eileen. We've got Anna in Phoenix on the phone. Good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. It is so good to hear you.
Yes, it's great. And I wanted to make sure to be on your 10th anniversary show. For sure. I mean, it's hard to imagine. It's 10 years already.
I can't believe it. You were such a big help. I remember many years ago, it's probably about 15 years ago, when I was getting ready to do an open house for the realtors from, they were coming in, National Realtor Association.
Yeah.
And you were one of the masters. What was yours? Yours was,
I think I was the prospecting master.
Okay, so you were the prospecting master, and I was the open house master. And
yeah,
when I had this whole mansion planned out for this open house on Sunday, invited the hospital to make it a charity event, and a couple of days before the event, my seller passed away.
We had
to cancel, and I almost panicked. I called Anna and said, Anna, help me. What the heck do I do? We pulled it together. We pulled three more people. My clients were wonderful. You let me use your house. We had three open houses unplanned, and we got the publicity for the realtors. It was wonderful. And I will never, ever not, I will always remember what you did for that. So Anna is in Phoenix, and Anna is known as Anna Banana. And I think probably 90% of the people don't even know your last name, because you are Anna Banana to all of us. Tell us how things with you in Phoenix.
Things are great. We're really happy because now it's back in the 70s. We got a lot of rain for a while, so we're real happy to get our nice weather back again.
Great. And, you know, we've got Eileen on the phone. So the two of you who have been weekly Zoom callers and teens of years have been on Active Rain. And what's so wonderful about it is not only are you both really professional real estate agents, you also are kind and you're so willing to help every single real estate agent every single buyer and seller. I know I've had somebody who just wanted to rent a place and was moving across country. I would pick up the phone and call Anna and said, I know this is not a big commission for you. I need you to help. And you are the kind of person, and Eileen is the kind of person, who would bend over backwards to find that person exactly what they need and introduce them to the area. And I think that's what I'm trying to get out to the public, is how we all are so close and we all help each other so that we make this industry so much better.
Yes, I think you're spot on with that, Margaret. It's an amazing group of people on Active Rain that have been there for each other year after year after year, and we help each other out all the time.
Yeah, I don't think, you know, I've said, you know, we do have to do continuing ed, but I don't think there is a real estate question that I could come up with that I couldn't find the answer in Active Rain. And even though we have to take continuing ed and CE, I think what we learn on Active Rain is by far more educational than the requirements that we have. And I think anybody who doesn't have this kind of a network is missing out. I don't think they are able to give their clients the information, because, as you know, the information is always changing. So, again, thank you for taking your Sunday morning, because it is morning in Phoenix. Eileen, thank you so much. If anybody wants to know how to reach Anna in Phoenix or Eileen in Florida, call me or any other place. I would be happy to share their information with you. So, Eileen, thank you for calling in. Anna, thank you for calling in. I am going to talk a little bit about my properties. I'm still looking forward to more Rainers calling in, or buyers and sellers. If you've got a real estate question, give me a call either on the show right now or after the show. It can be, you don't have to be ready to sell your house. You don't have to be ready to buy a house right now. If you just want to talk about real estate, if you've got a question, if somebody else you know is having a problem, if you want to know what your neighbor's house sold for, I'm saying that's what we real estate agents do. We are there to give you information. And when you are ready to buy, when you are ready to sell, you are already in the hands of someone you know and someone that you trust. We are going to take a quick break. This is Margaret Rome. This is All About Real Estate. Our call-in number, 410-922-6680. And we are talking mainly about a group called Active Rain. See you after the break.
Kim decided not to place her blind 95-year-old mother in a nursing home. Kim wanted to personally take care of her mother 24/7, but having a full-time position at Salon 36, she thought it impossible. However, Kim posed her quandary to Salon 36 owner Eddie Seidel, and his response was, "Kim, you and your mom are family. Bring your mom here to work with you every day. We'll even put a bed in the back for her if you'd like." So mom, June Matrosini, accompanied her daughter to work for well over a year, all the while enjoying the company of her daughter, Salon 36 employees, and their patrons until she passed away. Come experience an atmosphere of true, caring people. Pamper yourself or a loved one with one of the many spa packages now available at Baltimore's premier full-service and caring salon, Salon 36 in Owings Mills. 410-363-6900. That's 410-363-6900.
Whether buying or selling, let Margaret Rome, broker and owner of Home Rome Realty, make your real estate transaction one of the most pleasant experiences you might have. Margaret knows how to make every transaction as smooth as possible. A real estate author with her 2008 publication of Real Estate the Rome Way, a book that landed at the number 9 spot on Trulia's list of top 10 real estate books in 2008. Real Estate the Rome Way is the ultimate guidebook for anyone involved in a real estate transaction, including new agents and seasoned professionals. Margaret Rome knows real estate and has built a solid reputation as one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. Listen to her weekly program, All About Real Estate, noon Sundays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. View listings at homerome.com, read her daily blog, or call 410-530-2400.
Your kids lug around a backpack full of books.
So heavy.
You.
Where did I put my phone?
Just have to lug around your phone.
Ah, there it is.
A world full of information right at your fingertips. Get the app now at WCBM.com.
And now more of All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back, Baltimore. You're listening to All About Real Estate. I want to tell you about some properties that I have on the market. Again, we have been talking about this wonderful group called Active Rain. Any members that are listening in would like to chime in and talk to us. Again, our phone number here is 410-922-6680. Some of the magnificent properties that I have right now, as you know, my properties are a bit unusual. I don't think I've ever had two identical properties, but give me something that's very unusual, and that's what I like to do. I like to match up the right buyer with the house rather than trying to make the house fit all the other buyers, and it's been a lot of fun. Let me tell you about a few of these. I have an old, when I say old, maybe 90-year-old farmhouse in Stevenson. It's sitting on 2.6 fabulous level acres. It reeks of old world charm, simplicity, bright lights, high ceilings, many, many windows, and you can see the old wavy glass there, lots of hardwood floors, and it has 5 to 6 bedrooms. It has 3.5 baths. It's got 2 primary bedrooms. It is a wonderful home for if you've got a large group that wants to live there, if you've got a lot of kids, if you just want the space, maybe you need lots of offices, maybe you just want the land, maybe you want to put your own little putting green back there or a tennis court or a swimming pool. That property is at 3436 Halcyon in Stevenson. Now, any of these properties that I'm telling you about, you can find on my website, margaretrome.com, or you can give me a call, or you can give your own real estate agent a call to contact me. I would love to talk about them. I have another stately, gorgeous brick colonial, again, about 75 years old. This is only the second owner in this property. They've been there for about 50 years. I remember when they bought it. It is a classy place. The original owner was in the lumber business, so this house is done with magnificent oaks and mahoganies. Lots of details, staircase that spirals upstairs. It's a work of art. The first floor has got 2 additions, a sunroom, family room, music room, bedrooms. Use them for anything that you want. There are windows on 3 sides. The kitchen is very beautiful, very updated with granite counters, with a gas cooking island, with a pantry, and a door that leads to the covered rear porch. If you're thinking about a home that is stately and classy and a colonial and all brick and a slate roof, take a look at 3500 Falstaff Road, zip code 21215, and I would be happy to share more about it. Also, if you just Google any of the addresses that I give you, you can find these properties also. Again, you can find them even easier if you go to my website, margaretrome.com. Another piece of property that I have is on, it's a half acre property. It is a lot that is ready to build on it. It's in Baltimore County. I've probably had more calls on this lot with people having all kinds of ideas of what to do with it. People saying, oh, if there was a house there, I would buy it. So we're talking to some builders who are thinking about going ahead and improving the lot. And if that happens, we'll put it on the market and maybe we can have a new individual home for you. Again, this house is at the corner of Windsor Mill on Old Court Road, very close to Northwest Hospital. So great location, Baltimore County. If you're interested in building, if you are a builder and you would like to take a look at this lot, give me a call. I'd be happy to share that with you. Another property that I have, 11 Slade, is a furnished studio. This is a co-op, different than a condo. You are buying shares as opposed to buying real estate. And this is a cash-only business. This is a cash-only transaction, no mortgages according to the bylaws. This is 11 Slade. It is on the sixth floor, and it has a balcony. Interested in a studio apartment already furnished, give me a call. And I'm going to tell you more about Active Rain and some of the things that we have learned there. And when you're selling houses, there is so much to it. There's so many ways to advertise your home, to get the word out. And somebody says, well, you know, you just need to be on the internet and, you know, you'll get your house sold. You just need to put it in the multiple list. You'll get your house sold. You just need to take out an ad. You just need to announce it on the radio. Well, it takes a collective amount of ways to help you sell a house, because one ad does not sell a house, nor does one radio show sell a house, nor does one real estate sign in the yard sell a house. There are lots and lots of things that go into how we market and how we get your home sold. I think you have probably heard me talk about, I once had a dear friend call me from Florida and said, hey, if you're so good, why don't you sell my place in Florida? And I said, okay, give me the address. They had a real estate agent. Give me the address. Let me look it up. It was about 20 minutes from a good friend of mine who also was a real estate agent who I also met in Florida. And I called her up and I said, you need to go over to my friend. They are going to cancel their real estate agent and they're going to talk with you. That day, they met, and that week we talked about it on the radio show, and this was hard to believe for all of us, but somebody in the Florida flea market heard the radio show, heard about this condo in Florida, and purchased it. Now, I don't think you could get more far-fetched than that. If you've got a home in Florida, please, I am not suggesting that the only way you're going to sell it is if I talk about it on the radio show, but I am telling you how far and wide we all go to help each other in real estate. So, again, if you've got any questions, if you're thinking about selling a house, if you're thinking about buying a house, if you're just trying to make that decision what to do, give us a call. If we're not in your area, as I say, we've got agents all over the country that can help you, and you can reach me after the show at 410-530-2400. I wrote this blog yesterday, I guess it was about noon, inviting active Rainers, you know, that we were going to talk about this today. Within a matter of hours, I think I had over 20 people who responded. We're going to call in. I can't call in. I'm going to be at church. It's my daughter's wedding, whatever. But the support and camaraderie that we have together is absolutely wonderful. I don't know if I'll have time. I was thinking about listing them all, but I don't know if you want to hear 20 names, 25 names of people who call me. But I'm hoping that some of the others will call. And as I was saying, when you're trying to sell the house, it's not one print ad didn't sell that house and one flyer doesn't sell the house. A for sale sign doesn't sell it. The multiple list doesn't sell it. An open house doesn't sell it. The radio show doesn't sell it. Burying a St. Joseph statue doesn't sell it. A nosy neighbor may not be able to sell it. And what I'm trying to say is that all of these things put together, the networking that we have among the other real estate agents, it takes a combination of creativity and experience and consistency and hard work. And that's the kind of service that we are giving to our buyers and our sellers. We have been taught in real estate that the way to be successful in real estate is list as much as you can, list it for the absolute lowest you can list it for, see if you can't get the seller to come down in the price to list it right away, and then put it out there on the multiple list, and that people will buy it in the first couple of days. Yes, that does happen. That is, if you're pricing it low enough, if your market is that hot and somebody's waiting for it. But the normal house does not need to be sold that quickly. I don't think you need to have dozens of people in your house within the first week. One at a time is enough. And if there are multiple bids on it, your agent can still take care of that. But I think I don't like the feeding frenzy that we've had in the last couple of years. So if you've got a question or a comment or anything that you want to talk about real estate, give us a call. Again, 410-922-6680. Another property that I have is at 7121 Park Heights Avenue. It's a third floor. It's a condominium. It's about 1400 to 1500 square feet. It has two bedrooms, two bathrooms, a huge living room, a separate dining room. The windows have been replaced. This building has a full range of services. All the utilities are included in the monthly fee. The gourmet kitchen and the two bathrooms have been updated with granite and new bathrooms. Thinking about moving to 7121 Park Heights Avenue in a condominium, please give me a call, 410-530-2400. And some of the homes that I need, I have buyers that are looking for homes with first floor primary bedrooms. It can be any style house, but they do need that first floor with a primary bedroom and laundry, and preferably a garage on that same level. I have people in all price ranges looking for these houses, and I have people who are looking for these houses in move-in condition. I have people looking for this that don't mind doing the work. I have people who would like to take one of these houses and totally rehab it. So whatever condition your home is in, give me a call. Let's see if I can't come up with the right buyer. And buyers, the same thing. If you let me know what you're looking for, what style you're looking for, what area you're looking for. I had a caller this week he's called before, and he was talking about he was looking for a home out of state. And I said, wait a minute, I remember you. You called me several years ago. Did you ever buy? He says, no, we're still looking. And I thought, why after several years are you still looking for a home? Why haven't you found it? And the more I questioned him, the more I realized that each question I ask him, like, if you found the right house today, could you move forward? Do you have your lender letter in hand? Is this the right area? So then I got another excuse. Well, my significant other, I'm not sure she wants to move. Gee, how long has she been your significant other? 20 years. Do you see where I'm coming from? Here, this person has been looking, he says, for 4 years, and he has, having real estate agents show him properties all over, and he still has not made that decision. I told him I was going to mention it on the radio, but I was not going to mention his name, of course. I just want to say that when you're ready to buy the house, make sure you are ready to buy the house. Make sure your finances are in place. Make sure if you're moving in with another person that both of you are on that same page. You both want the same thing. Does your significant other want to go to where you want to move, or are you just thinking about it? And a lot of time can be wasted. Sure, you get to see a lot of pretty houses, but if you are serious, get together with a serious real estate agent. And what I said to him is, I think I could find a house for you in another state quicker than you can. And if you tell me where you want to go, I will get a real estate agent. But you've got to make sure that you're ready. We are going to take another break. This is Margaret Rome. This is All About Real Estate. You can reach us 410-922-6680.
Dry and windy to wrap up the weekend today with a sunny sky. Gusty winds out of the southwest at times at a high of 47. Winds will diminish overnight as the low drops down to 28 under a clear sky. Some more dry conditions tomorrow. Expect sunshine at a high of 46. And on Tuesday, sunny with a high temperature in the mid-40s. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening because you're either in the market to buy a home that's just right for you, or perhaps you'd like to sell your home. You might even be a real estate agent yourself looking for some pointers. Welcome, and please allow the owner of Home Rome Realty, Margaret Rome, to work directly with you and have your real estate transaction be highly pleasant and a positive life-changing experience. This former head nurse, ceramic artist, and talk show host has over 20 years' experience helping buyers and sellers make their real estate dreams come true. Margaret instinctively walks you through every step of the process without stress and has the entire buying or selling experience flow as smooth as possible. Margaret's also an author. Her book, Real Estate the Rome Way, made Trulia's top 10 list of real estate book publications. That alone speaks volumes. So if you're selling your home or looking to purchase the right home for you, Margaret Rome lives real estate and has proudly built a solid reputation for helping people buy or sell both typical and highly unique properties, all the while remaining one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. You're listening to Margaret's weekly live call-in program, All About Real Estate, airing every Sunday at 12 noon here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Feel free to view all of Margaret's property listings at homerome.com. That's HOMERome.com. Or call her cell phone at 410-530-2400. That's 410-530-2400.
Are you behind on your taxes? If you have unfiled returns, the deadline to claim your COVID credits is almost here. I'm Greg Talbot with Strategic Tax Resolution, a local firm that helps people with IRS and state tax issues. If you miss out on the credits and the IRS comes knocking, you could owe thousands more. Call me now, 443-367-9000. Make your tax issue a priority before the IRS does. Times are tough, but what if your bank account was frozen or your paycheck garnished? Don't wait for the government to take the first step. That's not a plan. You need to act now on your terms. Call me, 443-367-9000 to get protected. Imagine the relief. We customize a resolution plan using our proven strategies and work directly with the IRS and state so you don't have to. Qualified people have reduced their tax debt by more than 90%. Call your local experts at 443-367-9000. Ask for me, Greg Talbot. 443-367-9000. You've got a guy on your side. StrategicTaxResolution.com. We're A-plus rated by the BBB. Get relief.
It's more than just radio.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
It's the next step in the evolution of radio.
On my phone.
I just love it.
In the App Store. Or get the app now at WCBM.com.
And now more of All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Margaret Rome. You want to reach me after the show, 410-530-2400. I really appreciate Anna from Phoenix calling in and Eileen from calling in. I know there's more of you listening. I'm having a good time. I think anybody that knows me knows how passionate I am about real estate and helping people buy and sell the houses. And what I'm trying to share with you is the group that we're working together with, this Active Rain group across the country, all have this similar love for real estate and are there to help you buy and sell, are there to help you as agents become better. Many of the people that are on this platform are the teachers, are the educators of the other real estate agents. So it's a really wonderful platform. I'm talking, if you are a real estate agent, if you would like to know about joining Active Rain, give me a call. We can get you in. We can just get you there. Go to activerain.com and start reading some of the members' posts. You can probably put in any subject that you can think about, and you will find a blog post about it. So, again, real estate agents, give me a call. Buyers and sellers, give me a call. We can find what you need and get that information for you. And again, my number, 410-530-2400. And there is still time to call into the show, 410-922-6680. When I work with potential home sellers, I kind of treat them like family members. But you have to be careful because real family members may play a role in helping others decide what kind of property to move to or whether to move to. And sometimes they may have the right decision. Sometimes they may not have the right solution for what you need. I have seen where couples sell their homes under pressure from other people, only to regret their decision and then try to move back. That first move was already difficult. Doing it twice, exhausting, if not impossible. So when you are talking to a buyer, when you are talking to a seller, you must make sure that they really are 100% sure that they want to move, or in many cases, 100% sure that they have to move, for whether it's financial or health or kids moving out of town, whatever, job transfers. But find out what people need. Don't go, and I'm talking to real estate agents, don't go to the house just to get that listing. Do what is right for the seller first. Do what's right for your buyer first. And I think when you do that, you are going to have buyers and sellers for life. There are many times that many of us real estate agents have gone out, we have looked at the house, we have asked the right questions, like, why are you moving? And I'll get an answer back, I'm really having trouble doing the steps. Or, you know, my kids think I should be somewhere where I'm safe. And I say, yep, I agree with them, except let's look at your house for a minute. You've got this family room on the first floor. You've got this dining room on the first floor that you're not using. You already have a bathroom on the first floor. Let's reconfigure your home. And until you make that decision, you can have what we all call is a stay-at-home, age-in-place property. That means you could stay there forever or maybe until you just decide. And I think when you create that kind of home, that you are not detracting from the home at all, because there's always people who need homes with that primary living on the first floor. So again, when you call a real estate agent, when you listen to a real estate agent, don't be rushed. Know what you want to do, or let them help you figure out what it is you want to do. And you may bring the family in and talk about it, but you have to be careful that sometimes our families, loving us so much, can be overprotective and maybe not doing the right thing for you. And again, I get so many calls from people during the week who just aren't sure what to do, especially here in Baltimore. We do not have enough age-in-place homes, homes that are very convenient for people who obviously are going to grow older and that they could live in forever. Our city is lacking that. I mean, you go to Florida, you go to North Carolina, you go all over the place. They've got retirement communities. Baltimore, find some land and let's build some. I'm talking to you out there. It is very frustrating when you find someone who can afford to move, who's got a perfect house that somebody else wants, and they cannot find a place to go. So I know I'm on a soapbox right now, but I feel so strongly about that you not be forced to move. However, I want to make sure that you also are ready to move when you make that decision, or when you have to make that decision. So think about that and talk to me. It's interesting. Let me change the subject for a minute. I wanted to talk about, you hear me talk about primary bedrooms. The language is changing in real estate. There's so many words now that we have to be careful. I'm not saying they're illegal. I'm saying many people don't think these words are proper for us to use because they are limiting the people who could live in that home. I'll give you some examples. If you say perfect for singles, if you say a great bachelor pad, again, if you call it a master bedroom, if you say it's in a great school system, if you say it's in walking distance from a school, again, you calling it a family room, calling it kid-friendly, saying that a yard is great for kids, other things like he sheds and she sheds and his and hers closets and handyman and fisherman's paradise, or even grandma's house. We have to be careful that we are not unintentionally or intentionally leaving somebody out. We want everybody to feel comfortable. So again, if you say that it is, you know, a great family home and there's going to be, you know, a couple of roommates live together that are not actually family, I don't know that I agree with all of this, but I am telling you that we do need to be careful about the language that we use. And one of the things to look out for, agents, whenever you are about to say, this home is perfect for dot, 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 that could be anything. The only thing that a home should be perfect for is a home that you love and a home that you can actually afford. Other than that, it doesn't matter who the home is perfect for. So I just thought that was interesting. You can go look up some of these words. Some of them kind of get ridiculous, but some of them I do understand. And the last thing we want to do is to offend anyone in real estate. Our goal is to make buyers, to make sellers comfortable, and that they can look for properties in any area, for any style, for any purpose. So give us a call. We're going to take a quick break. This is Margaret Rome. You can reach me after the show, 410-530-2400.
Whether buying or selling, let Margaret Rome, broker and owner of Home Rome Realty, make your real estate transaction one of the most pleasant experiences you might have. Margaret knows how to make every transaction as smooth as possible. A real estate author with her 2008 publication of Real Estate the Rome Way, a book that landed at the number 9 spot on Trulia's list of top 10 real estate books in 2008. Real Estate the Rome Way is the ultimate guidebook for anyone involved in a real estate transaction, including new agents and seasoned professionals. Margaret Rome knows real estate and has built a solid reputation as one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. Listen to her weekly program, All About Real Estate, noon Sundays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. View listings at homerome.com, read her daily blog, or call 410-530-2400.
Oh, yeah. Wednesday, it's Valentine's Day. Get some ashes with your chocolate. We're going to bring in a few relationship experts to help you get some relationship advice. 1 to 5, Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And now more of All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Margaret Rome. I'm going to share a story with you. I have told it on the air. I think it's worth repeating. It's a little bit funny, but it's also very, very serious. Many years ago, I had one of these very, very unusual homes. It had five bathrooms and two bedrooms. I didn't reverse that order. It had a swimming pool, and it was literally on the beltway. It had been on the market with several agents over several years, and I was referred to that, and I went over to look at the house, and the first thing I said, take the sign down and no more open houses, because it had been on the market, as I say, several years with signs with open house. It was staler. It was staler than old bread. And somebody said to me, why in the world would you take this house? And I said, because that house just needs to find the right buyer. So one day I got a call from a couple, described the house in detail. This was long before the internet. I had made up some special little business cards that had the house's address and the picture of the house and a list of some of the features. That's what I did way back then. And I gave these cards to the seller, no one else at that time. These people had one of these cards. So my assumption was the seller gave them the card and they were interested in the house. They came over, they bought the house, they loved everything, they wrote a contract, they wanted a 30-day settlement, and then I said, you know, who's your lender? And they said, no, we're paying cash. We won't need a mortgage. And so we wrote the contract. We wrote it at full price. We took a check for $10,000 for an earnest money deposit. It was Friday afternoon. They said, you know, don't do anything with this until Monday. Monday, we had the home inspection. They paid cash for the home inspection, and the sellers came back from out of town. They were on vacation because these people stated they wanted to be in within 30 days. They just didn't want the house to sit any longer. My sellers came back from California to prepare for the quick move. They came back the day, either the day of or the day after the home inspection, and because it'd been on the market so long, they were thrilled to have the right kind of contract. I'm sitting there, and I'm talking to these buyers, an older couple, and I said, you know, I'm going to deposit the check today, but I also need proof of funds. You know, where is your money coming from? Now, usually somebody's going to tell you that it's in the bank, it's in CDs, it's, you know, in stocks. Their answer was, from our father. Now, what they meant was not daddy, not father-in-law. They meant our father who art in heaven. They said to me, they had both had a vision that they were to purchase this house. I still don't know how they got the card. And I said, but where is the money coming from? And they said, don't worry about it. We promise we'll have the money for you in time to move. I'm sitting there. I'm discussing the results of the home inspection. I am starting to feel in a panic. This was a long time ago. Again, I said, where's your money coming from? And they said, our father. From our father, we will have the money. So they again told me about their dream. And I thought, what do you say to somebody like that? I've got sellers anxious to sell their house, have cut a vacation short, and what kind of a comment do I give back to that? So here's what I said to them. I said, I know you're a believer. I know the sellers are a believer. I'm a believer. However, the seller's attorney is not a believer, and they need to know where the money's coming from. They said, don't worry about it. You know, we'll have the money. Well, of course, we had to put the house or keep the house on the market the entire time. They were saying, you know, it's coming, it's coming. It never did come. So, again, you just don't know. Your house is not sold until those keys and the money are exchanged. Never should you take a cash offer without showing proof of funds, without earnest money deposit, without, as we say, having some skin in the game. And I am a believer of putting in large amounts of earnest money deposit. It shows the seller that you're serious. It shows that as long as you do all the things, you do the home inspections, you have your finances in place, you meet the dates of your loan, all of these things, that you are moving forward. Now, sure, you have a way to get out if you are in those dates, but if not, the seller has the right to say, sorry, we're not doing this anymore. And especially if you're out of date with the contract, put the house back on the market. And guess what? The buyer then loses that security deposit. If this was not funny, this was very serious. So if you've got any questions about buying and selling, give me a call. You can reach me at 410-530-2400.
WCBM. WCBM.